This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Election Commission will announce poll schedule for the Delhi Legislative Assembly elections today. The Commission will hold a press conference this afternoon in New Delhi in this regard. The term of 70-member Delhi Assembly is going to end on 23rd of February. Ruling Aam Aadmi Party has already announced its candidates for all the assembly seats in the national capital, while BJP has so far announced 29 candidates. More than 1 crore 55 lakh voters are registered in Delhi, comprising over 83 lakh male voters, more than 71 lakh female voters and 1,261 third-gender voters. According to Delhi's Chief Electoral Office, more than 52,000 voters have been added between the age group of 18 to 19 years in the last 2 months. An earthquake of magnitude 7.1 hit Nepal this morning. The tremors were felt in Bihar and West Bengal. We have more from a Kathmandu correspondent.
The Kathmandu Valley felt earthquake tremors at 6:50 a.m. early this morning. The earthquake measured 7.1 on the Richter scale and hit 93 km northeast of Lubuche in Nepal. According to the Department of Minerals and Geology in Nepal, the epicenter of the earthquake is Dinghi County of Tibet in China. The tremor occurred at 6:50 a.m., which panicked people mostly in the eastern hilly district, including Solokhumbu, Okhaldunga, Khotang, Shankhuvasabha, Bhojpur, and even in Tarai. According to sources from Saleri, headquarters of Solokhumbu district, there was no damage at Saleri Bazaar in Solokhumbu, which borders Tibet in China. The tremor was felt in the Kathmandu Valley and its vicinity, forcing people to rush to the streets. Shweta Singh for Akashvani News, Kathmandu.
In Bihar, tremors of earthquake were felt in several parts, including Patna, Supaul, Araria, Shivhor, Sivan and other regions. Due to panic, people were seen outside their houses and apartments. Details are awaited. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the Bharat Poll portal developed by the Central Bureau of Investigation in New Delhi today. The portal will streamline the processing of all requests for international assistance through Interpol, including the issuance of red notices and other colour-coded Interpol notices. We have a report from a correspondent.
Bharat Poll portal will significantly facilitate Indian law enforcement agencies, enabling real-time information sharing for faster access to international police assistance. The growing footprint of transnational crimes, including cybercrime, financial crimes, online radicalization, organized crimes, drug trafficking and human trafficking, necessitates rapid and real-time international assistance in criminal investigations. To address these challenges, CBI has developed Bharat Poll portal, which will bring all the stakeholders on a common platform. Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastava has emphasized that there is no cause of concern for public from the human metapneumovirus HMPV. During a virtual meeting with states and union territories, the health secretary reviewed the present situation of respiratory illnesses in India and the status regarding the HMPV cases, along with the public health measures for the management. The secretary has advised the states to strengthen and review the surveillance of influenza-like illness and severe acute respiratory infections, SARI. Meanwhile, a positive case of human metapneumovirus, HMPV, has been reported in Gujarat. The HMPV sample of a 2-month-old child who came to Ahmedabad from Dungarpur, Rajasthan, for treatment has tested positive. The child is currently under treatment and his condition is stable. The State Health Minister Hrishikesh Patel clarified that HMPV is not a new virus and urged citizens not to panic. In Maharashtra, 2 cases of human metapneumovirus HMPV have been identified in Nagpur. The 2 cases involve a 7-year-old and a 13-year-old children. In Assam, the Army has launched a joint operation with the State Disaster Response Force SDRF and the National Disaster Response Force NDRF to rescue 9 coal miners trapped in Umrangs So in the Dima Hasau district. The miners became trapped inside a rat hole coal mine after water gushed into the 300-foot deep quarry. The illegal mine is located in Umrangso near the Meghalaya border, approximately 250 kilometers from Guwahati. The Indian stock market opened on a positive note today. When the last reports came in, the Sensex was trading at 78,293, up by 328 points or 0.42%. And that is the end of this news bulletin. We'll be right back.